This year's QuakeCon can be summed up in three words: stressful, fun, and rewarding. With this being one of the biggest events we do and my second one that I have personally planned for performance PCs, I decided let's go big or go home. With plans for more sponsors, display products, builds and giveaway, and I think we did just that. To start, we had biggest booth we have ever had at any event so far. With a bigger booth, that means more sponsors, more products to display and more builds to bring. So, with a little help from our amazing sponsors EKWB, Bitspower, Singularity Computers, Alpha Cool, Hardware Labs, CableMod, Barrow and Barrowch, I was able to fill this beautiful booth with sales and display items for everyone to see. Next, I contact both Aubrey Navarro and Ben Quintanilla about supplying us with some of their one-of-a-kind masterpieces to display at our booth, and trust me, they were masterpieces. Not only did we go big or go home on the booth and the display items, we also went big on giveaway items. I was able to get multiple giveaway items from our sponsors and even was able to get Thermaltake to help us out with supplying some additional and yet still amazing prizes. This might not seem like much out of the ordinary for PPCs to put together for a giveaway like this, and I agree. So, I got in contact with Brandon McCarthy of Mellow Mods, a fellow QuakeCon enthusiast and also big time modder, and we planned an epic PC giveaway. Not only do I appreciate Brandon to the utmost extent for putting as much time and effort into this build, but I also am super thankful to all who sponsored this build: Singularity Computers for the Spectre case, Nvidia for the 2080 Super Card, IVGA for the motherboard and PSU, Bitspower for the water cooling parts, and CableMod for the LEDs. This build could not have happened without the help from these companies. Day 1 of QuakeCon was an interesting one. Kyle, Rory and I left Florida and made it to Texas with no issues. The real issues started when we made it to our booth and discovered one of our full display cases had been destroyed, but with that being an unfixable issue, we disposed of it and moved on. Setting up the booth took us about 6 to 7 hours, but with the amazing help of Aubrey Navarro and Ben Quintanilla, it was done and it looked great, and we were ready for the day 1 of the show. With day 1 of the convention starting and our booth looking great and even better than some if not all of the other booths, except for Bethesda booths of course, I felt confident that this year was going to be great. As the day went on, we met a bunch of awesome customers that shopped through our site, people that have heard about us, and then people that just loved all the cool water cooling part and PC we had to show off. The second day of the event was twice as busy with at least double the attendees, our giveaway during the day and the PC giveaway scheduled for later that night. After doing our giveaway at 2, I was able to sneak away to the BIOC to check out some of the amazing builds that people brought to the show. Now I know when you think LAN party you think of gaming, but LAN parties are more than that. They are a place to game, hang out, meet new friends, and most of all show of your sweet PC building skills, and at QuakeCon there is no short on that. That night QuakeCon had their annual block party where we were scheduled to give away our Spectre build, keyword being were. At this block party they usually do a bunch of bigger giveaways, some announcements, and their annual Modders Incorporated mod competition. Since Aubrey Navarro brought her amazing build, I had convinced her to enter it into the competition. She came in second place for best modded build, but she was voted fan favorite for the whole mod competition, where she won a Star Wars Edition Titan XP, which in turn was probably better than winning first. As mentioned, we were supposed to give away our build that night, but in the end QuakeCon gave us wrong information and our time was skipped. As the final day started, I was a little frustrated as our Spectre giveaway was our biggest one we had ever arranged. I was about to speak with some of the staff and we secured a time in the morning to do the giveaway on the last day. As the time came to do the giveaway, both Brandon McCarthy and I got on stage and waited for the crowd to gather. With about 300 people waiting to hear their name be called, we managed to throw two names and still no winner. On the third name pull we had a winner. I swear this guy was so ecstatic and in disbelief we almost passed out. In the end the guy that won this build was the most deserving. I was able to speak to his mother while he was away, and she had informed me that QuakeCon was a last second decision for them, as her son, the guy who won the build, was set to get surgery to remove a softball sized tumor in his chest. After hearing their story, it made the whole event worth it to me. Even QuakeCon screw up on our time schedule for the giveaway. In the end the event went great even with the few hiccups that happened. We met a ton of current customers and even talked to a lot of people who are interested in starting water cooling. I love doing these events. It is always a great way to meet new customers, companies, and just show the industry what performance PCs is all about. Last but not least, I want to thank everyone that helped run this booth: Kyle Guys White, Rory Richards, Aubrey Navarro, Ben Quintanilla, and Blake Dove. Thank you to Brandon McCarthy of Mellow Mods for putting together the beautiful Doom-themed Singularity Spectre for our giveaway, and then a huge thanks to all the sponsors EKWB, Singularity Computers, Bits Power, Alpha Cool, Hardware Labs, Cable Mod, Barrow, Baroch, Thermaltake, IVGA and NVIDIA.